This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. To join us today in our continued study of the really great, important subject, why do some men not arrive at truth? The Bible makes clear that truth is necessary. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you do not know the truth, you cannot be saved, for you must both know and obey the truth in order to be saved. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 22 and on through verse 25, made clear that it is in our obedience to the truth that our hearts are purified. You cannot be saved apart from knowledge of and obedience to the truth. The Apostle Paul referred in 2 Timothy 3, however, in verse 7, to people who are ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Why is this the case? I have already given you some 7 reasons, and I indicate now a continuation of that by calling your attention to the fact that some people fail to use a proper method of Bible study. That is, they do not pay attention to who is making a statement, to whom he is speaking, for what purpose he is making the statement, under what period of covenant the statement was made, and what was actually said, and what the statement actually meant. Now, in regard to that, I pointed out, in regard to the question of who is speaking, the fact that the devil said, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life." Now, apart from the fact that the devil said that, you might read the Bible and say, well, the Bible teaches that nobody will really stand for what's right without regard to the price. Nobody will serve God and even give his life, go to prison and so forth, in order to be pleasing to God, because the devil made this statement. Therefore, we have to take that into account. We must not draw the conclusion that there are no men who will be faithful to God even unto death. It was the devil who said that and not God. Now we raise the question, what about the importance as to our method of Bible study as to raising the question, to whom is the statement made? You will remember that when the Lord was hanging on the cross, there was a thief on either side of him. Each of these men was also crucified. At first, both of them threw insults into the teeth of Jesus. But one of them repented and cried out to him, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." The Lord said to him what is truly a marvelously inspiring statement, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now here is a man who's been a wicked man, but he turns to Christ in the only way that he can under this situation. And the Lord said to him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Surely a fair evaluation of the Bible would indicate that we would all have to say that Jesus was saying to that man that he was going to be saved. Jesus himself was going to paradise that day, and the thief was going to be with him. Their souls would depart from their bodies when they died, and they both would be in paradise. The Apostle Peter, in preaching on the day of Pentecost, said in regard to Jesus, "Thou wilt not leave his soul unto Hades." His soul went to Hades, that part of Hades which is paradise where the righteous go, but his soul would not be left there, for he was resurrected from the dead. Now, many people today say, well, the thief was saved, and he was not baptized, and therefore I want to be saved in the same way. But friend, you must understand that the thief on the cross lived and died under the Mosaic covenant, under the Jewish covenant. And while all of the Bible is inspired, all of the Old Testament is just as inspired as the New Testament, it is not the case that we who live today live under the details of the law of Moses. Now, Jesus made clear that while he was here on earth, that as the Son of Man, he had the power to forgive sin. On several occasions, the Bible records that he would say, "Thy faith has saved thee, go in peace," and or some such statement. And so he says to the thief, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise," but bear in mind that the new covenant was not yet in force. Hebrews 9:17 says, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it, for it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." Now Christ was not yet dead when he said that to the thief. Therefore, his New Testament was not yet in force. Therefore, the gospel plan of salvation was not in force. Therefore, we today who live under the gospel cannot use the thief on the cross for the details of what to do to be saved. We must rather hear the words of Peter who said to penitent believers, to two believers, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. But our time is gone today. Be with us next time as we continue our study from the sacred Word of God.